Marcel Lehmann joins us in studio again by popular demand, Marcel, and I'm not just saying that. My goodness, the video that we posted on our Eagle Facebook page of you carving a log on our front lawn kind of blew up for us. Like, it got thousands of views, and you've hit some great success since then too. So thank you for gracing us with your presence once again.
Well, you guys, you got to thank you. Yeah, with your support, things have really blown up in the last, month and a half.
Yeah, tell me some summer. Of the things you've been doing.
So after our interview, I was set up at Carmen Fair, and I had a gentleman, Craig Soldier. He's a development officer from Swan Lake First Nations. And he approached me, and we connected on a really personal, almost spiritual type level. And he had a real connection with my artwork and my carvings. So we were chatting, and I did a prototype for them because they're building a new building. And I did a prototype of 24-inch long eagle feathers. And I delivered them 2 weeks ago and met with their council, spent a day up at Swan Lake and had a tour. And they loved my take on the eagle feathers.
Yeah, they're beautiful. So it's great that you got to visit Swan Lake First Nation and make that connection. And you said kind of like a spiritual level. Like, what was it for you that, like, was it just the honor of being asked by people who really take, symbolism so seriously?
With a lot of it, when we were chatting, he liked the idea of, like, how I come about with my artwork, whether it be, generational wood that's reclaimed and so on and so forth. I do have extended family members that are Métis, and I've had a learning experience with them, and also my daughter, when she was in university, she took her First Nations
studies.
And it kind of opened up my eyes. But then once I started carving and meeting with Craig, some of our situations and experiences we've had with the wilderness and the trees themselves kind of opened up the door.
Yeah.
Like, because there's one little story, and people might think it's a little crazy, but if you ever go into your backyard, kick off your shoes, put your hands on the tree, and just relax and close your eyes. And the grounding energy from the earth and the energy from the tree, you can feel it. And I told him that, and it was ironic because I said I had done it. And he said, that's crazy, because he had done the exact same thing a week earlier.
Wow.
So we had a really good connection. And I went up to Brandon. There's a sharing circle in a park up there. And then they have the seven signs of the seven main animals, the bison, turtle.
Yeah.
And there's stories on each one of those and how they represent the Yeti and all this stuff. And so I've been really pushing and doing my homework on the native culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome because when I do carve, I don't know. I get into the zone, and it's not like I'm cookie cutting welcome bears.
Right.
This stuff is different. It's a little bit different. So.
Although you can sure carve out a bear. As a matter of fact, I saw a very cute bear bum.
Yeah, that's the cutest butt I've ever seen. I don't know where that one came from, but that was my third little bear I've done.
So cute.
Yeah, he with turned little up foot. Really.
Yeah. Are wood spirits a part of indigenous culture or Nordic culture? Or what?
They're European folklore.
Oh, okay.
For good luck and prosperity. But then when I was up at Swan Lake, I said, it's ironic how the European culture has the wood spirit, which is in the woods, and you have the Yeti.
Right.
So this symbolism I said, there's actually like a really strong connection between the two of them. And then their chief is like, you know, I never thought of that. But it's like, you know, there's so much stuff that does overlap. Yeah. And it's, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you had that opportunity. And it's just like it was meant for you to connect with the people at Swan Lake First Nation. That's amazing. I want people to know more about the sustainability procedures and recyclability of what you do, because you make social media posts and you've even sent me some photos saying like, you know, this is the before and it's the all these logs, but you're not just chopping down any tree in the forest.
No, no. Well, even like with Swan Lake, when I went up there, they liked the wood that I had used and it was reclaimed from my farm. But I said, do you have wood from the reserve itself? So then luckily I had my saws in my truck and I ended up coming home with a truckload of their wood. That was from around one of their schools and they removed trees for building their new building. And so I said, we'll use your generational wood to carve. So then there's that upcycled nostalgic presence for them as well as for myself. And I could feel it when I was carving. It was pretty wild because one tree had a beehive in it and there's bees everywhere and nobody stung me. So it was like, okay, this is meant to be.
So the 21-inch eagle feathers, did you say 21?
Yeah, they'll be 24 to 30
inches. Were those carved out of their generational wood?
Those were the prototypes.
Oh, those were the prototypes.
Yep, they're falling eagle feathers. They'll be mounted on big cedar poles, they're 13 beautiful. Of them.
My goodness, that's probably my favorite work of yours. Are those
I'll
eagle feathers?
Should have brought you one.
Well, you know what? I can stop by your booth and buy them like everyone else and support you as an artist because they are fantastic and so meaningful. Like you said, the Indigenous people at Swan Lake, they were just enamored with the stories. And you mentioned to me that you were at the Winnipeg Tattoo Convention where a lot of folks also who were purchasing your art and these wood-carved pieces bought them because of the stories.
Yeah, the response I had, like I was going in there with always an open mind, but you never know what's going to come about. Being set up there and being surrounded by, you know, they had 270 of the best tattoo artists from, you know, across Canada and the world. And having those artists on their break come out, have a coffee, listen to my story, compliments on my creativity that's different and abstract, and then hearing the story of my, you know, where the wood's from, my, you know, fourth generation family farm, being recycled. It's all green carved. I use still power tools that are all battery operated. Very rarely I use gas, but there's occasions where I have to in the bush. But the response I have, I had a couple artists from Winnipeg be like, I just have to have one of your pieces just because of the history and the story. Yep. So that the response I'm getting from artists and people in general outside of the norm, because now I'm, you know, especially when you get to a show like Winnipeg where there's, you know, you get multiple people. Like I had people from Brazil complimenting me, Mexico, you know, Montreal. So I have pieces now that have, you know, they're in Montreal. They're in BC. They're in Edmonton. They're, so you know, they're gone across Canada, and it's really exciting.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I want to leave it at this so that you have reason to come back and tell us more stories. I also want our listeners to know you smell like wood, and it's very nice. Like when you're sitting in here, it's you bring a smell of wood with you. Like you smell like wood.
Well, it could be because I just took my jacket off, and that was a jacket I used yesterday. Last night, a friend of mine had messaged me, and there's a tree that blew down across the road, and it had fallen, and the RM of Dufferin cut it and pushed it off into the ditch, but it was a nice, soft basswood. So I went last night, and 9 o'clock at night, I'm in the ditch cutting cottonwood trees. They're basswood, pardon me. And I brought home a truckload of that.
It's really nice.
It's nice to carve.
It's a good smell. It's like you don't need a pine air freshener. Just hang out with Marcel Lehman. He smells like wood.
Yeah, squirrels love me.